Everybody, welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, where we break down the latest in TV, movies, and everything going on in entertainment. I'm your host, Migs.
I'm Sid.
And today we're going to be doing a review of the new Dracula film, Renfield, starring Nicolas Cage. And our too long didn't watch review for Renfield is Three Hearts. To start off, there was a good blend of horror slash comedy. Nicolas Cage was very, very entertaining in his portrayal of Dracula. And, the story itself was very well paced. The movie wasn't too long or too short. It gave you just enough.
Yeah. However, parts of the movie were a little unnecessary. There was no compelling characters overall. And Nick Cage, though, performance was great. As Dracula, he didn't seem menacing enough. So that's why we gave it Three Hearts. Stick around after our intro for our deep dive review and spoiler-filled review of Renfield.
Hi everyone, welcome back to The Limit Breakdown. So let's jump right into our review of Renfield. So, Sid, let's go ahead and start with your opening thoughts.
I was very skeptical walking into this movie. I didn't know how I feel because it didn't look appealing enough. But I was like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I wasn't disappointed, but I wasn't excited. I wasn't overwhelmed or underwhelmed. No, just whelmed. like we said, I think the movie itself is great, and then Nick Cage just ruins it, right, with his classic overdramatic lines. I'm the only one that cares for you. But it was kind of reverse. He actually did a very entertaining job. He was very comedic. And I think maybe because of his last movie, the Massive Talent movie.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of understood his role finally. And he's like, I'm going to play it as a serious comedy. Mm-hmm. And he plays it just like that. And it was actually very, very entertaining. Like I said, that one scene where he's like, I'm the only one that cares for you.
Yeah, you know, he was just enough Nicolas Cage to where it wasn't like when there were parts where he needed to be over the top and he was completely over the top.
Yeah.
And then there were times where he reined it in and it was great. Like I said, if anything, I never really bought into him as kind of like a menacing threat, but at the same time, like, He had those moments where he could switch it up, where he was serious and trying to be scary and deadly. And one thing I wasn't expecting, particularly about this movie was how good, the action pieces were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At all. I'll give you actually a perfect example. So on TikTok, you know, they do these videos, and they'll play a background music to it. And every time I would watch it. And it'd be these crazy action sequences. And that's one of the reasons I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And it was surprisingly really good. I was, and I like, you know, certain action sequences, you want a little bit more realism. You want a little bit more realistic, like John Wick.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want the guy to just completely demolish in the most brutal manner. And this was perfect, right? When you're like, when the main character is way more powerful than you expect, and, you know, it was very entertaining. When he went on the bar scene, for example, right? Fantastic. I really enjoyed it. But yeah.
So. Yeah, no, and even some of the gore, like for my taste, it was a little bit too much gore, but like it was unexpected.
Yes, 100%. I was not expecting that. I think that's another reason why I didn't say the gore was negative, because I didn't expect there to be that much, or like it was like Quentin Tarantino level. Just
oh god, it was ridiculous.
I was not expecting. I think because of that, I enjoyed the gore because I wasn't expecting.
And it still played into the whole comedic aspect of it. Like I think in one of the scenes where they're fighting in like that motel where like at one point he uses he rips some guy's arms off and he's spraying all over the place, and then he uses the arms like makeshift spears and like impales somebody into a wall with a, like that was just so ridiculous.
There's a movie I think it's called Ninja Assassin. I want to say where he kills a guy with a carrot through his head or something. And it reminded me of that scene because it's just so ridiculously over the top.
The gore in this reminded me, with its over the top sense, reminded me, I don't know if you've ever watched From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, it's horror gory, but it's comedic. And
I actually really like that
movie. Yeah. No, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Cucarachas en
hojadas. Yeah. No. But we digress. Some hike. Anyways, so one of the things that I did not like about this movie was, now I love Awkwafina, right? I know a lot of people feel a certain way about her being over the top, over comedic. I generally enjoy
her. I don't have a problem with her overall. I mean, she's not one of those that bother me. Nicole can't stand her for some not reason.
Linda hates Awkwafina.
Yeah, Nicole can't stand her, but you know, I mean, I think she was fine in this. I was a little bit surprised by how well she played into the action sequences. Now, I don't know if they just did they had a really good stunt team and it made it seamless between the takes that she did and the ones that the stunt team did, but like I couldn't tell. Yeah. You know, there weren't like any glaring you know, cuts or anything like that. So gotcha. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I love Awkwafina in general. I thought she played herself. She plays herself. Right. And I thought she did a really good job. However, I did feel that her backstory was a little unnecessary. Like, I understand adding a little depth to the characters.
Yeah.
Totally get it. You know, and we did mention that there was no compelling characters, and to have a compelling character, you have to have their backstory. Mm-hmm. But hers, to have a compelling character and have their backstory, you have to understand, like, oh, well, because of their backstory, they're acting this way in the movie.
Yeah.
I think if you remove like 90% of her backstory, it wouldn't have changed the movie and it wouldn't have changed my perception of that character.
You know what really bothered me is the whole concept of like, she's trying to live up to the memory of her dad, mm-hmm. right? And then her dad was like this unshakable, uncorruptible force in the police department, mm-hmm. right? And then, but like, they basically made it seem like everybody was bought in that police department, like every last person. And Awkwafina's character was like the only one who was also incorruptible. And I'm like, I mean, I get what they were going for, but I'm like, okay, you could have made it. You didn't have to make it that like glaring, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand, but it was overall, it was just, I think it was a little too much. Right.
No, and I mean, there were some characters that were just unnecessary, like the Lobos family, right? Like
Teddy.
Like the mother. The mother was completely unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the most ridiculous scene.
Yeah. and then, I mean, Teddy, Teddy was comic relief. He was obnoxious and, yeah, but.
Yeah. One more thing that I wanted to mention was I found it kind of comedic, and I thought this was actually pretty intelligent, that Renfield joins the support group
for
the abusive partners because he has an abusive partner, and the whole parallel of that was actually pretty comedic. Like, it was intelligent comedic.
Yeah.
And then closer to the, I think it was like mid-movie or almost the end of the movie, when Dracula finds out that he's doing this and he goes and just decimates the entire support group. It was comedic, but at the same time, I was like, why? Like, I get it, but like,
No. It was one of those things where it was unnecessary because like, yes, the joke was funny when it was alluded to, oh yeah, these guys are talking about narcissistic people and, you know, taking back your own power, and but like, you know, then it's actually Dracula. It's kind of like making a comparison, mm-hmm. and then having somebody slap you with it.
Yeah.
Because, like, the comparison was already there, and they didn't need to slap us with it.
Yeah. So, it was, there was a lot of moments in the movie where I thought it was, there was, like, intelligent comedic moments like that, and then the very next scene, or very down the road in the movie, it was just, like, why? It could have been great. So, I'm talking about Renfield himself, played by Nicholas Holtz, who famously, was Beast from the new X-Men movies.
Yes.
As well, he played in Warm Bodies.
Yes. I knew I recognized his pasty face from somewhere.
I actually think he did a really good job. I genuinely enjoyed his character. I enjoyed him playing the character as well. His fight sequences and action sequences were really, really seamless, like you mentioned. Now, maybe they just had a great
stunt team.
But the way he played it was very good. And then each emotion that he had during the movie, whether, you know, the scene where Nick Cage is like, no, you know, like you are my familiar, you are this, that, whatever. And you can feel his emotion being like, I understand, but I know I'm trying.
No, him and Nicolas Cage had really good chemistry. Mm-hmm. Like the way they interacted with each other was actually really, really believable. And they were both able to emote and respond to each other really, really well.
Well, they're both Nicholas, so. Fair. Those are my final thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, overall, the movie was for lack of a better word, exactly what I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. It was entertaining. I never expected this to be like a cinematic masterpiece. But it was entertaining. It was a good hour and a half watch. Like I said, not too long, not too short. Had a couple chuckles. There's some good action pieces. Overall, I enjoyed it. I think a three heart rating is exactly right where it should be.
Yeah, same. I surprisingly good movie. Was not. I think this, like I said, mentioned earlier, this movie knew what it was, and it played it off that. It was a horror, gore comedy film.
Yeah,
that. Overall, actually, not bad.
Yeah, yeah, and it was funnier than I, like you said, it was funnier than I initially expected it to be. So. Yeah.
Those are our final thoughts on the movie. Let us know what you thought about Renfield in our comments below. I believe the movie is now streaming on Peacock.
Yep.
So you can go check it out yourself and let us know what you thought.
And as always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. It helps us out with the algorithm. Let us know what you thought, if you agreed, if you disagreed, whatever you want to tell us. And stay tuned for more content. As always, we appreciate you guys. Catch you next time.